from the twisted realm of science and the darkest pits of reason comes chilling tales of godlessness. Bear witness to the unfathomable terror that is the Good Atheist.
Do you end up reading the article? Do you read the things that I post up?
Yeah,
on
I do.
Site?
I do. I read it.
So you like? Did you look at the gristle? This is what happened in Africa.
You mean? Are you talking about the continent here?
Somewhere in Africa, they had some
kind of big continent.
They had a restaurant, and in the restaurant, they make pieces of meat.
All right, miscellaneous meat, whatever. Do you know what the fuck you're eating? I mean, I could serve you a burger. You probably couldn't even tell if it was rat or chicken.
But anyways, one of the guys working at the restaurant was cleaning the gristle out of the gristle grill, and he was about to eat the gristle, and he realized that the gristle had Allah's name written in Arabic or Afrikaani. I don't know. It was in something, but it was into the gristle, and he didn't eat it, and he put it on display, and now everybody's going to this restaurant, and this is the interesting thing. The scholars that came to the restaurant, these are, you know, legitimate religious scholars, were saying that this gristle proves that that Allah is the one true God.
This is an interesting thing. If I ate some alphabet soup, and it had the word Buddha in it,
well, come on. I mean, God is much more likely. I'm sure there's been lots of alphabet soups.
That's why I'm saying Buddha. It's a little more
rare. Or Alphagetti. Because alphabet soup is just a lot of
soup. I just got it, man. Alphagetti. There's only three letters.
Buddha Getty or God Getty.
There's only three letters in Alphagetti. You're bound to get Allah in it and be like, it's sacrilegious in every bite.
Nice.
Okay, but the question is basically, okay, not that I want to tell the guy that he's a liar, but is it not likely that he wrote that shit in the gristle? Because, you know, an enterprising owner of a shitty burger place may tell himself, you know, if I get these religious rubes to believe that my burgers are sacred, surely I will get more business. Now, that's just me talking from...
I know, but you gotta realize, and I said this in the post, that's a dangerous game, because they will put a tire on you and they will burn you to death.
Wait, who's they?
Huh?
Who's they?
Muslims. They're
not all of them.
Not all of them, but let's look at this. You're in Africa and you perpetrate a scam around Allah.
Oh, come on, man. You think they're not going to accuse you of that scam? You're now a holy man. You own a holy burger place. You might as well be like Muhammad's great-great-great-grandchild for all the work you're going to have to do in your life, which is none.
You got to understand. The guy says one wrong thing to one wrong person or does it again, and there was somebody there that like caught him or found the molds or whatever else like that. There's 1,001 ways that things can go down and he can get caught. And then, as I said, it's just bad news to get caught in a scam surrounding Allah. Trust me. It's just, don't trust me. I don't know what person.
I don't trust you.
No,
at
no.
All.
First, it's not like I am a Danish person who had to escape from Daneland. You know, I don't know. But
I don't
just
even know what that means. You're crazy.
But okay, one other thing that I wanted to talk about. Let's look at this. Let's look at the likeliness of this. People are saying that this is holy meat and that God did this. Why in Allah or Buddha or whoever's name, because this happens across all religions for some ridiculous reason, would God hide all signs of his existence except in occasional markings in fish, bread, mold?
Don't forget
paint.
Tree knots and glass on buildings and things that you just or cheese sandwiches,
yeah.
To which your first thought is, this God is very crappy.
It's very ridiculous.
You know, I'm expecting a crazy-ass rainbow with an elaborate, 3D model shit, whatever. You know, like the whole kit and caboodle. Instead, you get a fucking cheese sandwich that looks like Diana Ross. I mean, I'm just saying here. Not impressive. If that's the kind of level of power you can bring, you know what? I think I'm going to believe in somebody with a tiny little bit more power.
Well, maybe he just has a really great sense of humor.
You know what, though? I tell you what. If there was a God, I got to tell you, that's just vanity right there. Where you need to have your name in a fucking... In some gristle! I mean, you're not satisfied having, like, 2 billion books out there with your damn name and your damn story. No, you're like, I need more. I need some gristle. I need gristle with my name on it. Be like, whose gristle is this? It's mine.
You know what? Maybe it's like God just doing all this stuff just to see if we notice. Like, all around us every day, there's all these little things, and it's just very rarely that people ever catch on to it.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm drinking currently something called Brahma. And I can definitely, if I was religious, appreciate the subtle and smooth taste of godliness. By the way, we're looking for sponsors.
Yeah, I'm sure a South American company, beer manufacturer, will be really hot onto the atheist.
Whatever,
crowd.
They're probably brewed by Nazis, and I don't know if they believe.
Yeah, that's true. Everybody's brewed by Nazis now.
Is it?
Yeah, Budweiser got bought by a German company.
Oh, well, Germans aren't all Nazis. My goodness, why do I even have you on the show?
Okay. To be offensive.
To be offensive, and you succeed brilliantly.
Are you tired of your lackadaisical understanding of the Bible but detest the idea of reading it in its current form? Are you sickened with the thought of having your hard-earned cash go to an organization spreading hatred and ignorance around the world? Well, now you no longer have to suffer in ignorance. Jacob Forte's Bible Stories is the book for you, friend. Humorous, intelligent, and sardonic, you may suddenly find yourself saying something you once thought impossible. Hey, I'm reading the Bible, and I'm actually having a good time. Remember, hesitation is for the weak and indecisive.